From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing a series of studies of the Book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of a message called Good News for the Whole World. The text is Romans chapter 1, verse 5, By whom we have received grace and apostleship, for obedience to the faith among all nations, for His name. Paul preached the only gospel that would meet the spiritual needs of all people, regardless of national, cultural, racial, or societal differences. We've seen that in the person of Christ, God has provided a mediator for the whole world. Then God has sent His messengers throughout the world. Paul testified that God had chosen him to bear His name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. In addition, God has settled the mission of those messengers. They are to call sinners to obedience to the faith of the gospel. And in doing so, those preachers come with the authority of God Himself. Here is the great motivation for preaching the gospel. God commands it, and Christ deserves it. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Exceedingly Precious. The text is found in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. A day is coming in which the crown jewels of our great King shall be counted, that it may be seen whether they answer to the inventory which his father gave him. My soul, wilt thou be among the precious things of Jesus? Thou art precious to him, if he is precious to thee, and thou shalt be his in that day, if he is thine in this day. In the days of Malachi, the chosen of the Lord were accustomed so to converse with each other that their God himself listened to their talk. He liked it so well that he took notes of it, yes, and made a book of it, which he lodged in his record office. Pleased with their conversation, he was also pleased with them. Pause, my soul, and ask thyself, if Jesus were to listen to thy talk, would he be pleased with it? Is it to his glory and to the edification of the brotherhood? Say, my soul, and be sure thou sayest the truth. But what will the honor be for us poor creatures to be reckoned by the Lord to be his crown jewels? This honor have all the saints. Jesus not only says, they are mine, but they shall be mine. He bought us, sought us, brought us in, and has so far wrought us to his image that we shall be fought for by him with all his might.
Love with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught us it is so. For this whole and perfect peace, all this transport all divine. Cease, I am here.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Thank you. we come in the name of the Lord. My, what confidence that gives a preacher. We come in the name of the Lord. I remember years ago when I had to preach as a much younger preacher, when Dr. Paisley was around, somebody said, "Are you not very afraid to preach with Dr. Paisley there?" And no. Why not? I said, "Well, I mean, I have flopped with Dr. Paisley not being there, so I can't blame him. I have fallen flat in my face when there's been no Dr. Paisley, so I can't blame him. But the reality is, I'm not in the ministry of the gospel because I ever had a plan, purpose, or even, to be quite honest, a desire to be a preacher. If God had called me to be a missionary, I'd have been happy to go. If God had let me sit in the pew, I'd have been happy to do that too. Nobody trembled more at the thought of ever having to stand before people, to visit in hospitals, to go to the sick and the dying, the bereaved and the hurting. Nobody trembled at that more than I. But when God called me and burned His word of promise and commission into my heart, I realize I have a divine authority. I have a divine authority. I am not in Greenville because I ever planned to be in America. I don't say this to be insulting. I love America, always did, and love living here. So I don't mean to be insulting. But I could have lived my life completely happily without ever setting foot on these shores. I was not dazzled by the stars and the stripes, or by the lure of greatness that this country has to offer. I came because God sent me. That's the only reason. And the people of this church asked me to come back after I was here in 78. "Will you come back and be our pastor?" I said, "No, I won't." I well remember the question. They looked with big eyes and said, "Why? What is wrong with us?" I said, "There's not a thing in the world wrong with you." I had been here for 6 weeks. I'd seen people saved just about every week of my stay. We had had great prayer meetings, a tremendous sense of the Lord's presence. People were bubbling over with joy at what God was doing in the midst. "Well, why will you not come back?" "Because God sent me to the place where I'm currently the minister. And until God sends me somewhere else, that's where I'll stay." When you have that sense that the Lord has given you the authority, you're doing it in His name. I was thinking of David standing before Goliath. And he sees this huge giant. "You come to me with sword and shield. You come as the mightiest warrior in the whole area. Your shield is so great that you have to have a full-grown man go before you to hold it. You put terror into the king and the armies of Israel. I stand before you in your eyes as a stripling. But I come to you in the name of the living God. Saul might be trembling and the armies of Israel shaking like jello, but I do not tremble because I come in the name of the living God." My, what a confidence. That's how Paul preached. "I can go to the nations because I come on behalf of His name. And what I do is for the glory of His name." Why do we preach the gospel? Man, I want to tell you that's a searching question. Why do we preach the gospel? There are preachers who love to be seen, and there are preachers who love to be heard. There are preachers who love the praise of men. There are preachers who love the lifestyle. There are preachers who like the money, and they're in it for the money. And if there's any in the Free Presbyterian Church like that, they're lunatics. We tell them when they come, "We promise you nothing but blood, sweat, toil, and tears. and we live up to our word. And I hope it stays that way. God help this church when people think it's a cushy number and an easy place to get an easy life. Why do we preach? When I was a young boy, most missionaries would come to whip you up with love for the heathen. Now, I believe we should love the heathen. And they would show you pathetic pictures. And you came away with the idea of these poor, darkened heathen people. And oh, they're just waiting to hear the gospel. And all these rotten Britishers, they've got the gospel on every street corner and they don't care about it. And there are these lovely heathen people and they're just longing to hear the gospel. You know, that sort of incentive is probably the reason why a third to a half of all first-time missionaries never go back to the mission field. Because it's not true. When you get there, what do you find? The skin color may be different. The culture may be different. But the heart is just the same. And they're just the same vain, vicious, wicked sinners. And if you're only there because you think they deserve it, you're headed for failure. But oh, if you're there in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the sake and for the glory of His name, and you're looking at these sinners not through rose-tinted glasses, you see them in all their sin, you see them in all their need, and you say, I'm here to give them the gospel, even if it should cost me my life, because Christ deserves it. Man, what a difference it'll make. He deserves it. Oh, it's true, we're debtors to them. But that's only because the Lord in His grace has laid an obligation upon us. Can I put it to you? Why should we have a vision of the world? Why should we have a burden for the nations? Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the mediator for the nations. He is, as Luke tells us, the Savior of the world. And He deserves our very best efforts to make Him known to the ends of the earth. And I say one thing in closing, my time is gone, but then that's been true every time we've been in Romans. My time has gone. You heard about the fellow who always complained there was too much month left at the end of his money. Well, I am in the same position, that there's too much Romans left at the end of my time. The Lord has blessed the ministry of His servants throughout the world. Verse 6, He says, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. The gospel has already proved its power, even in a place like Rome. Now, I'll deal with that more fully when we get to verse 7. But see the logic of Paul. Look, if God saved sinners in Rome, He can do it anywhere. And that encourages us to realize this is no little insignificant message. This is not the view of the Free Presbyterian Church or the Baptist Church or the Protestant denominations. This is not Lutheranism or Calvinism or Arminianism or any other man-made ism. This is the glorious and powerful message of the God of glory for the world in all its parts, for races in all their variety, for men in all their sin. When you stop to think of how God has blessed the gospel to all sorts of people in all sorts of places, it'll encourage you. God has a program of evangelism and mission for the whole world. Go to your Bible. He saved Cornelius, a devout Roman soldier. He saved the Philippian jailer, a rough, vile sinner. He saved Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He saved the man who was inhabited by a legion of devils. Look at the ministry of Paul. God did a work among the Athenians immersed in their philosophy. He did a greater work among the Corinthians, immersed in their pornography. And then he went and he did one of the mightiest works among the Thessalonians, immersed in their paganism. The gospel has had its successes. In the year 1833, Charles Darwin visited some of the South Sea Islands. There was one little island that he visited. And he was looking for his missing link. Of course, it's still missing, by the way. He was probably nearer the missing link than any he was looking for, but that's another story. He was looking for his missing link. And he came across a people, a cannibal people, who to him were so viciously primitive that they were subhuman. And for a while he thought they might lead him to the missing link, but certainly they were so deep down they were beyond any human help. That was 1833. 34 years later, he visited the same island. They found cannibals no longer eating human flesh. He found them living in homes. He saw their children in school. And he heard them singing the praises of God in church. What made the difference? If my memory's right, 1868. John G. Patton. Peyton, as you Americans want to call him. Went to that island. The gospel worked. So much so that, despite all his other beliefs, Charles Darwin thereafter became a financial supporter of the London Mission because of what he saw the gospel had done. I don't know if you've ever read the story of a little woman from England, Gladys Aylward. If you've never read Gladys Aylward's story, I certainly recommend you to read it. No missionary society would take her. She was just an illiterate parlour maid. No education. No money. With not enough money that should have taken her from London to Glasgow in her pocket, she set out overland, across the channel and then overland, by faith, to go to China. Because God had called her. The story of what she did in China is one of the most amazing missionary stories of the 20th century. She died only in 1970. There was a time in Gladys Aylward's life toward the end when she was, the end of that saga when she took her children across the mountains and she was thrown into prison. Poor woman had lost everything. She preached the gospel to the prisoners. And God sent a revival to sweep the Chinese prison camp. There was one prisoner there who was so malicious and malignant toward her that people feared for her life. The hatred poured from him. The cursing, the swearing, the threatening. Yet, the gospel of Jesus Christ broke his heart to make him a saint and a child of God. I do not mean to demean Gladys Aylward. I would rather have Gladys Aylward's faith and fellowship with God than any academic credential the world could give me or any money that the world could give me. So I do not mean to belittle her at all. But let me tell you, if God can take a parlor maid without education, without money, without financial backing, without people in high places, without any human help, and use her like that, then let me tell you, the gospel works. The gospel works. And that's why with confidence we can go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. For listen to me, the gospel is God's good news for the whole world.
You've been listening. listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.